Chapter 9. True wisdom has built its house. It has hewn out its seven pillars. It has organized its meat slaughtering. It has mixed its wine. More than that, it has set in order its table. It has sent forth its lady attendants, that it may call out on top of the heights of the town, "Whoever is inexperienced, let him turn aside here." Whoever is in want of heart, she has said to him, "Come, feed yourselves with my bread, and share in drinking the wine that I have mixed. Leave the inexperienced ones, and keep living, and walk straight in the way of understanding." He that is correcting the ridiculer is taking to himself dishonor, and he that is giving a reproof to someone wicked, a defect in him. Do not reprove a ridiculer, that he may not hate you. Give a reproof to a wise person, and he will love you. Give to a wise person, and he will become still wiser. Impart knowledge to someone righteous, and he will increase in learning. The fear of Jehovah is the start of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Most Holy One is what understanding is. For by me your days will become many, and to you years of life will be added. If you have become wise, you have become wise in your own behalf. And if you have ridiculed, you will bear it, just you alone. A woman of stupidity is boisterous. She is simple-mindedness itself, and has come to know nothing whatever. And she has seated herself at the entrance of her house, upon a seat in the high places of the town, to call out to those passing along the way, those who are going straight ahead on their paths, "Whoever is inexperienced, let him turn aside here." And whoever is in want of heart, she has also said to him, "Stolen waters themselves are sweet, and bread eaten in secrecy, it is pleasant." But he has not come to know that those impotent in death are there, that those called in by her are in the low places of Sheol.